All right, welcome to The Real Big Show. My name is Mike Petrelli. I'm pleased to be joined this week by the girls on film, Melissa and Liz. Ladies, how are you?
Good. Thanks for having us.
Cool. Great. We're excited to be here.
And the picking brainer himself, Brad Slayton. Welcome.
Welcome. I don't want to die in Canada.
I wouldn't either. Jeremy Hyman is on assignment this week, and he's in spirit here, goddammit. So he's here. So this week, here at The Real Big Show, we have a kind of special week. Yours truly is tying the knot, walking the plank. Dead man walking. I'm getting married this weekend to an amazing woman who puts up with my shit. Jenny is a saint. So I thought this week we would talk about marriage. Marriage is what brings us together today. Marriage, that blessed arrangement, that dream within a dream. So, guys, what's love got to do with it?
Everything.
That was fantastic.
That was awesome. P.S. I was the maid of honor at my best friend's wedding, and I had that in my toast. So, kindred spirits.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. I got to laugh.
Oh, yeah, it has to. I mean, that's...
Otherwise, you're dead.
For all of time, that will become the thing that people will... When you say, I'm getting married, I'm like, marriage! It will be like, yeah. Anybody that's seen The Princess Bride, it'll resonate forever. But seriously, guys, who do movies about marriage appeal to more? Those who are married or those who are not yet married?
I say equally.
Yes, I agree.
Interesting.
I think it divides. As a person who is not married, it appeals to me.
And as a person who is married, still appeals to me.
But do you think that there's a thought process? I mean, maybe I should put it this way. People like to envision themselves getting married, I guess. Women have always felt that way. I don't know. Guys probably do too. I mean, but is that appeal, that fantasy, that image, is that something that resonates more? Or is it something that, like you said, when you're married, you're like, oh, I still love them too, but...
I think there's a difference between, like, let's be specific. I think that movies about weddings are one thing, and movies about marriage are totally different. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I think people want to see a movie about, like, weddings and a wedding process and the whole kerfuffle around the drama and blah, blah, blah. With all that, I think that that makes for good drama and comedy. Marriage, I think, is a different perspective. That's my take on that.
So it's kind of like Ed O'Neill and Katie Sagal, Love and Marriage.
Right. Right, exactly.
Gotcha. So currently, movies about marriage are mainly comedies, and there are very few dramas. Is there a reason why comedy works best for this type of genre, people?
I think it's easier.
So the laughs are it's just easier to get laughs from slapstick to do with marriage or wedding than it is for drama.
Yeah, I think so.
I think when you're talking about weddings, it's definitely easier to go comedy. And when you're talking about marriage, I think it tends to go towards the drama.
So we want Wedding Crashers, Father the Bride for the wedding, and we want Blue Valentine for after marriage.
Oh, my God. That's a perfect one.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha. Or what was that? There's another one. Revolutionary Road. That's fun.
Exactly.
Yeah, great one.
Yes. Exactly.
Great one. Gotcha.
Yep.
So that being said, there are some really great dramas, and I just kind of mentioned two of them, about being married. Do you have any favorites, all three of you?
I think Revolutionary Road, the second you said that, it hit the top of my list.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah, that one's...
Because I couldn't think of a good one, and that's it right there.
Yeah, it's so wrought with, backstory and just... It's like visceral. You watch that movie and you can feel the emotions like in your soul. It's really, I don't know how else to sort of describe it. It's such a heavy film about marriage.
Hmm. One film that actually I thought of was, I don't know if any of you guys have seen it. I'm sure you probably have. Husbands and Wives, the Woody Allen film.
You know what? I'm sad to say I have not. So, but Brad, sounds like you have.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's good. I mean, it's not Allen's best, but it's good. I mean, it's a Woody Allen movie.
Yeah. I mean, of course, Woody Allen, the perfect husband. You know, it's just amazing. Or Eyes Wide Shut.
Oh, yes. Jesus. Yes.
Yeah. I always think for some reason, even though I'm not an alcoholic, I always go Days of Wine and Roses.
Days of Wine and Roses. I don't think. Oh, yes.
Lemon,
yes.
Yes. The alcoholic, the wife's alcoholic. Yep. Like, for some reason, that's like a horribly messed up marriage.
And frankly, we could bring in Gone Girl right now.
Yeah.
Like, that's a clutch example of a marriage gone wrong.
But I got to say this because I'm shocked that I didn't even comment on this at any point in time. Did I miss something? Was there full frontal in that movie?
Yes.
Because I literally must have not seen it, but everyone that has seen it since is like, oh my God, you didn't tell me about this. I'm like, I didn't notice it.
Does that mean Affleck has the smallest penis in the world?
Was it like a coffee break in the movie?
No, it was near the end, not for spoilers, but it was near the end of the film. There is a shower scene and it is real quick. But I heard on the interwebs that it was happening. Otherwise, I would not have known. And I waited for it.
Gotcha.
And I was pleased.
Now that I remember that scene, I don't remember the dangler, but all right. We'll move on.
I didn't catch that either.
I waited for it.
Melissa, you going for round two?
We'll see.
So what's the worst movie made about the wedding day? The worst. Because I can think of a couple.
About, like, worst wedding, but good movie?
No,
like
the worst
possible pitch?
No, just the worst movie about the actual wedding day.
I think, what is it? Is it Man of Honor?
Okay.
What is it? Maid of Honor?
Are we talking about the J-Lo one?
No, it's the Dempsey, Patrick Dempsey.
Oh, shit. Yeah, what one was that?
Oh, my God. Right? Yes. Yes, if you believe it, yes, exactly. You kind of want to block it out a little bit. I want to see this movie because I love him. I'm such a weirdo crush on him since Can't Buy Me Love. Okay, I admit it. It's fine. And I went to see it with my mom, and we saw it in theater, and it was like unfinished. The film in general. There was these awkward cuts, and the audio was off. I was like, is this done? Am I being punked? Like, it was just not good. And I really wanted it to be, and I was let down.
I was going to go with License to Web. I think it was that Mandy Moore. God bless you, Robin Williams.
Right?
Yes, God bless Robin Williams, but Jesus.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
See, I would go with 27 Dresses. That movie was the biggest load of bullshit.
You know what, though? As a lady that has been a bridesmaid many times, I connected with that film as absurd as it is.
Yeah, but Katherine Heigl is so fucking bad. Like, she's my Julia Roberts. Like, now Jeremy Harmon is Julia Roberts.
Katherine
Heigl is horrible.
Can we put an honorable mention up for Honeymoon in Vegas?
No, you cannot.
God. Come on, Nicolas Cage at his worst.
They have skydiving alibi. How can you hate that movie?
It's only because it's Nicolas Cage and he probably said, I won't do this movie unless there's skydiving Elvis.
And there's Sarah Jessica Parker before she looked like BoJack Horseman.
There was a time she didn't?
Yeah. Don't get me started. That's a whole nother podcast. Like, she is absolutely ravishing and, oh my God, L.A. Story.
She was in L.A. Story?
With Steve Martin. She's She's the store clerk he has the affair with. And I was like, oh my God, she is gorgeous. Who is this? And I was like, ooh, she turned into a equine, you know? Like, not good.
So I have to ask, because marriages are hard work, as everyone says, and sometimes these lead to unhappy endings. Which movies about marriage that ended unhappily stand out in your mind?
Melissa. War of the Roses.
War of the Roses, absolutely.
I always go with Very Bad Things.
Oh, yes.
Like, my God, that's the worst possible way for your marriage to end up.
What is that?
The greatest bachelor party of all time.
Right?
I mean, who doesn't want to kill an Asian hooker on their bachelor party? Petrelli?
yes, please. Can we go with Unfaithful, please?
Yes.
Because I'm pretty sure getting hit over the head with a snow globe and being dumped in a landfill would be the worst thing that could ever happen to you.
Well, you could even go, to throw it into horror, you could even look at Hellraiser. I mean, his wife is fucking his dead brother with no skin and has given herself this, you know, pinhead.
Spoiler alert, he is
killing people for their skin and basically giving her husband and the daughter to Pinhead to drag to hell. I mean, that's pretty fucked up for a marriage.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
And Honeymoon, the one that just came out. You gotta see it. It's out there. It's out there. Rose, help me out from Game of Thrones. She plays Ygritte. Rose, I should know this because I wrote the review and now I can't remember what her name is.
McGowan?
No. what is her name?
Oh, right? Good Lord.
Yeah.
I feel bad. It's Rose something.
Yeah.
She's like, thank you. She's really good. The two of them are very good. Newlywed couple going on their honeymoon. Things go awry. It's worth seeing. It's intriguing.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that I may check that out. But after the wedding,
yes.
I mean,
yeah, just give it like 2 weeks after.
All right, I may have to watch all these like crazy crappy because they're all on right now. For some reason, every wedding movie, every time I turn on the TV, is on right now.
Yeah, it's wedding season. That's right. I just finished my sixth wedding from the end of May to last weekend. It was my brother's wedding, so that's allowed. But it's this is the wedding season, as you know.
Yeah, and we're in the thick of it there, baby.
Exactly.
So if Jeremy were here, he'd rave about Julia Roberts and her selection of wedding movies from the 90s. J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez, for those not in the know, I think would be her closest rival to making multiple movies regarding weddings. Mm-hmm. All right, guys, do you have a guilty pleasure wedding movie? Your go-to guilty pleasure wedding movie?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to lose all credibility here that I've ever built up with anyone. Muppets Take Manhattan.
Oh, so good. Somebody's getting married.
Yes. Yep. Somebody get the cake. There we go.
You got it.
I mean, that shows that interspecies marriage can happen. So if we can open our hearts and learn to love, a pig and a frog can marry. God, I love that wedding as a kid. God,
it's so wonderful. It still holds up. It's so great.
It is pretty good. Come on, I know Melissa's got a guilty pleasure wedding movie.
I do.
It's there.
There's so many, honestly. Yeah. But if you want a straight up, I'm going to say Monster-in-Law. I'm sorry. I do love Jennifer Lopez. I can't help it. I love every movie she does.
It's Jane Fonda, right? It's Jane Fonda. Yes. I mean, she is amazing.
And Sykes is in it.
Right? Oh my gosh, she's so good in that.
Awesome. Yeah. I know. It's really fantastic.
I can't believe it. Do
you have one, Michael?
I do. Because it was on the other night and I had to get sucked into it again. But it is my Big Fat Greek Wedding. It is so much fun. And
I haven't seen that forever.
Every time it's on, I have to crack up laughing because it's so ridiculous and it's just kind of fun. And it's just, I don't know what else to say about it, but I'm losing pretty much every credibility that I ever had right now.
Whatever. But it's wonderful.
It's no worse than the Muppets Take Manhattan.
But Ian, we're going to kill ya.
Just kidding. No, we're not. Mine is definitely Father of the Bride. Although I really wouldn't call it a guilty pleasure because it's Steve Martin, and come on, it's Steve Martin.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
No guilt to be had there.
There's no guilt there. It's just straight up, I own it. Father of the Bride. And it's on, I swear to God, TBS, like every weekend, 3 times. And I will watch it when I complete the Father of the Bride on. We get really excited and we watch it.
I don't blame you. Everything about Steve Martin is great. I mean, I know that there are haters out there of that. Sometimes, you know, they feel that these guys go and start making too many crappy movies all at once. But, you know, Steve Martin, he's all right in my book.
Yeah.
So you guys are going to be put on the spot. If you could pick one star to play you in an adaptation of your wedding, who would it be? And no, you can't say Gary Busey. Brad.
No, I've got someone.
You have someone, Brad? Go, because I don't. I have
to Ron Jeremy, because we have someone in common.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. I can't believe I didn't think of that.
I mean, you both have a mustache?
Yes, we actually do.
And a receding hairline?
But, you know, we both kind of look like hedgehogs. So, I mean,
good Lord.
Thank you.
I will.
Melissa, please follow that up.
Myrna Loy.
Myrna Loy.
Wow.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
I like her. She's a favorite of mine.
For those of you who don't know, Myrna Loy is a fantastic actress from 30s and 40s.
Yeah.
Kind of slapstick comedy. Always plays a magnificent wife.
Yeah.
In anything she plays. Horribly typecast because that's the only, you know, roles that women basically could get at back that time. Besides Joan Crawford and Mildred Pierce, which is amazing and a totally separate thing, but I had to mention Mildred Pierce. Anyway, Myrna Loy.
And I'm going to have to say she is extremely beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I know. Thank you.
Yes. And so are you, my darling. Liz, you're on the spot, honey.
I'm going to say I've got two choices. One, Kristen Wiig, because... obviously, we're funny folk ladies and folk ladies. I don't know why we're folk ladies, but we are. Or because of her performance, strictly because I did not know she was so funny, Rose Byrne. She was so funny in Neighbors. I'm like, oh, you're funny too? Rose Byrne would be funny, I think.
Rose Byrne?
Yes.
Are you guys going to shoot me that I haven't seen Neighbors yet?
No, I haven't either.
No, okay. It's fine.
Good. Because I haven't planned on watching it. But it's going to be on the plane when I fly to Germany in a couple of weeks. So I will watch it then.
Nice.
Maybe something that makes me fall asleep. But that'll be all right.
No.
Dan Aykroyd's worst movie.
Is it?
Yeah.
Dan Aykroyd's in Neighbors? Oh, you're talking about the other Neighbors.
Yeah.
Oh. Sorry. Not to be confused with the Zac Efron, Seth Rogen.
Right. Rose Byrne.
Rose Byrne. I can't say her name that quickly because it just makes me think of like Rose Byrne, Rug Byrne, like just like,
just
yeah. So I'm going to say Brad Pitt because I'm going to shoot for the stars, kids. So Brad Pitt will play me. Why not?
I figured you would go Norman Reedus.
No, you know what? Normie's a love of mine, but no. He'll be good in Silent Hills, though, which will make me happy.
Was that a movie?
Well, to get off topic, I'll just fill Brad in real quick.
Sorry.
Benicio del Toro is creating the Silent Hills game with the original creator, and Norman Reedus will be starring in it. And I believe that Guillermo del Toro, sorry guys, wants...
That makes way more sense.
Yeah, and
I'm super confused.
Yeah, and Guillermo wants to direct the film version.
Hold on. So Del Toro's going to make a Silent Hill movie.
He's going to make
this. We're talking Silent Hill like it's already had two movies.
Right.
It's going to be Del Toro.
Yes.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Wow, that's going to be freaking epic.
So the first thing will be the game next year, which will be starring Norman Reedus and directed by Guillermo del Toro. And then the movie should be coming out probably by 2016.
So what does Benicio have to do with it?
It was a faux pas, sorry.
Oh, okay, because I'm like, holy shit, you got Del Toro and Rebus? I'm mad.
But, you know, back to the subject. Safe to say that Hollywood has provided us with ample coverage of the ritual of marriage, and I'm sure we'll be seeing plenty more for years to come. So, guys, last question. Any words of advice for the big day?
Yes. As cliche as it is, try really hard not to go to bed angry, because you will just be angry in the morning, and that solves nothing. Talk it out. And remember, in the end, you probably won't even remember what the argument was about, and it's not important. You got to learn to let stuff go. You'll be happier.
All right. Brad, Melissa, any words of advice?
This didn't happen to me, but it happened to my brother-in-law. Do not stay up all night and drink hard liquor up until the wedding.
Yeah, don't do that.
Okay. It will make for the funniest wedding that anyone has ever seen, but your wife will probably be pissed at you. He was so tanked and crying the entire ceremony and the dance and the entire reception.
That's what, like, you get.
He started drinking at like 6 p.m. the night before.
Oh, good
and
Lord.
And kept drinking up until the wedding. Yeah. And holy Christ, that was the funniest thing I've ever seen. But wow.
But not appreciated by the bride.
No, not appreciated by the bride. But appreciated by everyone that attended. So, I mean, it's really, who are you aiming to please? Your guests or the bride? I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Go for it. And good luck.
Yeah, goodbye.
Yay. Wait till kids.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and say this. Okay, my own words of advice to myself. She's always right. Just leave it at that.
There you go. You're a good man. You've already learned.
So that's all we have for this week. From Melissa, Liz, Brad, I'm Michael. See you at the theaters. See you, hopefully not in divorce court. See you next week. Thanks, guys. See ya.